You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. It was very, very nicely pointed out to me that I messed up on the Dolphin ad. The Dolphin game is actually October 12th. So you should all join me on October 12th as the Dolphins take on the Packers. Go to Dolphins.com to get the best prices on tickets today. We are here with the people that will get you the best price on your real estate deal. We're here with the local Miami board of the CCIMs. I want to thank the CCIMs for coming in and joining the Freedom Business team. And let's just go around the table and everybody introduce yourself. And we'll start with the president first. Frank, you're up.
Thank you very much. Jim, Frank Rodriguez here, Mellow Real Estate. Very glad to be here with you. I focus in multifamily and retail, and as of late, working arduously with Juan Valdez, which is new to town, and that's one of
my... Doesn't he like care? Were you helping him carry around the coffee beans?
The burrito. Yes.
It's you, man. Okay. And who do we have here from Comreal today?
You're a longtime friend, Edward Redlick, and a big fan of the show, so thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Now I'm blushing. Steve, you're up.
Hello, I'm Steve Riggle with Real Miami Commercial.
Steve, start again and get closer to the mic. It's not going to bite.
Thank you, Jim. Steve Riggle, I'm a CCIM with Real Miami Commercial, and I specialize in landlord and tenant rep and sales and acquisitions of investment properties.
Awesome. And I want you to introduce who's sitting next to you. Sandra, get in there. Talk in the line. I know you wanted to give up, but I'm not letting that go. Sandra Goldstein, go.
I'm Sandra Goldstein. I'm a CCIM, and I specialize in leasing and selling commercial real estate, and I'm the token woman today.
Hey, there's nothing token about being the woman on our show. In fact, the women are very important. And where were you today, Sandra?
I was listening to Hillary Clinton at a crew conference. We had a fantastic turnout of 1,500 women and some wonderful men as well, and a wonderful arena for networking and sharing our expertise and doing some transactions. 1,500 women from all over the country.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, let's get back now. We're going to go kind of round robin here. So, Frank, you're up first. Give it to me because I lost Steve's notes. Steve, I lost my notes.
Oh, no problem, Steve's Jim. Notes? I see that your folder is all kind of ratty and ragged.
Steve's
Why don't you
notes.
Take this Real
Amazing.
Miami Commercial folder and put it in your archives to hold all of your Freed on Business notes.
Awesome. Now I'll never lose my notes again. So Frank, tell us a little bit about why people, what CCIM is. I guess we should start with that.
CCIM, it's Jim, the PhD of real estate. We're all very proud, and we use that lapel. It takes us 160 hours plus of hardcore education to attain that. And we are every day trying to represent the community, be it in retail, hospitality, industrial, like Ed. Locally, we have about 300 members, and these 300 members are proud supporters.
Well, that's great, Frank. And now I found my notes. I'm not too embarrassed to say I found my notes. So, Steve, what's going on here coming up on January 12th over at the Coral Gables Country Club?
It's actually the 21st, January 21st.
I'm doing great today with the dates, aren't I?
You are on it.
I nailed that one.
Anyway, CCIM Miami is happy to present the 15th annual CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's actually Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, of course, 8 a.m. to noon at the beautiful Coral Gables Country Club.
You know, I really love going to that event every year. I get to meet and rub elbows with all the folks from all over the community that do commercial real estate. It's one of the real cross-product type events that come up, Steve.
You know, Jim, our chapter founder, Paul White, every year has done a fabulous job making this conference happen, and he makes sure that we have leaders from the office, retail, industrial, capital market, and investment sectors to make sure the industry trends are pointed out, and then brings in a famous keynote speaker to help pull it all together for us.
Now, Frank, what do you think about all that?
You know, it's a great networking event, a lot of deal making, and we engage speakers that are enjoyed by about 300 investors, bankers, attorneys, you know, business people, and brokers that attend the event.
Yeah,
so
I love it. I love to sit next to the door so I can make sure I hit every person on the way in and on the way out. Ed, come on, we got to hear something from you, buddy.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming, Ed.
Doing good. Well, I guess as we all know, Miami is a great location for real estate. We have a lot of great real estate professionals in the market, but why are we CCIMs? I think we're CCIM because we are client-based. It's focused around the client. And we should mention there's over 13,000 CCIM real estate professionals around the world. There's 4,000 outside of Miami. When people think Miami, they think South America. They think Latin America. However, we know in the real estate industry, it's not just about that. We have clients coming from all over the world, Europe, Israel, Asia, China. So we are CCMs because we can better advocate our clients' properties and reach the global buyers that are out there.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed in commercial real estate is the increasing professionalism that's going on in my 30 plus years of being in the business. It started out that the only way that you could really get educated would be to go to one of the universities. There were only five programs. There was University of Wisconsin, Texas A&M, University of Florida. Mm-hmm. MIT didn't even have theirs at that point. Wisconsin, did I say Wisconsin? I guess I'm running out of schools. Anyway, so people really needed to go to the CCIM to get their education. And now, when real estate has become even more professionally focused, it seems to me that the CCIM is even more important today if somebody didn't have the opportunity to go to a university and study. Frank, tell me a little bit about the alliance partners you've got rolling here.
Right. So, you know, you raise a good point. Now what's happening is we actually have a university alliance program, and people that attain their master's in real estate come to CCIM once they have all that theoretical knowledge and request for our case studies. University of Miami is one, Florida National University, and they are allowed to become CCIM designees through a program called the Fast Track.
Okay, well, one of the things that I really thought was important is I graduated from the university, had all this empirical knowledge. I had a toolkit, never worked on a car in my life. So it sounds to me like you guys are addressing the shortfall in the education that the universities are going to provide.
The tangible case studies.
I'm seeing a lot of heads nodding here. Well, Ed, want to follow in on that?
Yeah, I think a better educated real estate professional better serves our clients. So if you're a business owner, you want to look at who's going to handle your properties, right? And if you have access to a global network there's CCIMs in over 30 countries. And just to share with you real quick, the countries that are buying real estate in Miami, and this came from our friends at the Miami Realtors, which is one of our sister organizations, Canada, France, Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, Italy, China, Russia, Germany, Panama. Well, guess what? There's CCIM professionals in all of those countries, and they can have access to your properties if you want to rent or buy, sell a property here in Miami.
Well, that sounds great. I do want to get back to the event at the Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference for one last second, because I know that you've got a really super-duper sponsor that you guys are going to have for that, and I'd like you to tell me a little bit about the sponsorship on that.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Yeah, there's actually two things. The first thing is that we do want to thank our grant sponsor, Total Bank. We appreciate their ongoing support, and we appreciate the support of so many of our sponsors. And also, Jim, the other point was we're planning to have you at the table that morning on January 21st, remotely broadcasting some of the highlights of the conference and maybe even do some on-the-spot interviews. You up for that?
Oh, my God. That sounds totally awesome. No, I'm there. I'm in. I'm honorary CCIM now. I'm there. I need a pin and everything, but you got to have, like, honorary under it. You know, I did have my protege, Jason, tell him to go. In fact, Frank, that's where we reconnected was with Jason.
That's with Jason. That's right.
Now, tell me, Frank, who are some of the other main sponsors that you guys have lined up for your events?
Actually, we have Ackerman CenterFit. Mm-hmm. They're one of our sponsors. We have Allied Inspections. They're one of our sponsors also. We have Blizzen. Attorneys also.
Bills and Sumberg. They're great. Yep. Ackerman sponsors us every year. We do the Ackerman Conference, which is where I learned how to be really good I'm doing a live broadcast for you, Steve.
I think Greenberg Traurig is also a sponsor that we typically are able to obtain.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, Sandra, I want to ask really one question, and I want to make sure I direct it towards you here. You went to the crew thing over on the beach. You saw Hillary Clinton and all the wonderful ladies there. But why did you get involved with CCIM?
I'll tell you why I got involved with CCIM, and that's really at the heart of my experience with this designation. I've been very grateful for this designation, and particularly to Ken Rosen, who told me, if you want to be a real estate professional, Sandy, you need to get your CCIM. And what it did for me is it's given me a level playing field to work with and talk with the same language that other professionals across this country have. It has given me an opportunity to, as a boutique real estate firm, to speak and come in with the bona fides that are needed to analyze a real estate transaction and to give my clients the best service that's very possible in this arena. Well, and I can play on the field with anyone else.
Well, now I know why they had you do the ad, and that was a great rollout, except for the reference to Ken Rosen. Now, what are you doing here, Frank? What are you showing me that you want to talk about? Oh, you want to talk about networking, technology, and education, the three pillars?
Jim, you know, it's quite amazing. I was scribbling here because, you know, we represent more than $2 billion in value for our commercial clients.
Wow, that's just absolutely
nationwide.
Amazing, Frank.
Yes.
$1 billion plus?
$200 billion
of listings with the CCIM. It sounds like people need to go to CCIM.com now if they want to do real estate. Frank, if they want more information on getting together with you and your group, how do they find that?
They can find that on Miami, CCIM Miami. They can Google us or they can
Google needs to pay us money.
FLCCIM.net. We wanted to make it easy for the audience to find us.
Okay, well, there are Jets fans out there, so they really appreciate you doing that. You know, we'll be right back. First of all, I want to thank the CCIMs for coming in and joining our team here on Freed on Business. We're going to do the UHealth wheel at the bottom of the hour. Can you guys stay for a couple minutes into the next segment?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Awesome. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. Take it away.